Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 191. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 191. This is a really awesome episode. Oh, thank you so much for being here. I'm the host, as always, Brendan Lowe. I don't know why I did that. Usually that comes straight out of my mouth, like without hesitation. That's funny. But thank you all for your support. Definitely go to jazzpianoschool.com. We've made some updates to the website. You can easily search through all of the podcasts that we've produced, all of the blogs, and all of the lick of the week. So that's super helpful for everyone. And I even find it helpful when I'm scanning through things for people. And we'll be opening enrollment very, very soon to Jazz Piano School. And that will be hopefully at the end of May, excuse me, with some new upgrades, new features. And we've had Jazz Piano School closed to new members because we wanted to make these upgrades and improve upon some things. And so that's going to be a really fun time opening to everybody. And I know there's a lot of people on our email list that have been waiting to get a membership and join us and join the community, which is amazing. Become a freedom learner within Jazz Piano School. And again, obviously, we have our main course curriculum, Success Path, which is our sequential big kahuna course, as I like to call it. That's all structured, organized, and step-by-step. And then we have our lab area, which is miscellaneous, kind of like fun stuff to move around and give you that quick upgrade boost to certain skills that you need. And then we also have our specialty courses. So really, really awesome stuff we got going on, and it just keeps getting better every day. So in this particular episode, Trent Bryden is going to be talking about pedal points and using pedal points to create tension, build atmosphere, change texture. It's a really, really interesting thing, and when I heard this topic coming from him, I was like, man, this is a great topic. I couldn't believe I didn't do one of these before previously because it's so great. And the great Bill Evans uses this just, you know, so well. It's, you know, masterful. It's amazing. And he'll create these pedal points. And if any of you guys have the Bill Evans arranging system, one of our specialty courses that we offer, then you'll know that I actually talk about this and go in depth about how he changes the harmony. He uses pedal points and things like that to create and build tension, exactly what Trent is going to be discussing and teaching you in this particular podcast episode. So it's really, really awesome. It's an amazing topic, and it should be used more. I actually don't hear people use it that often. It should definitely be used more. It's such a great technique, and you can use pedal points in all different areas of your playing. Keith Jarrett does it super well. Brad, all these guys. I mean, the pedal creates these beautiful, beautiful atmospheres. And if you like those players, Keith, Brad, Bill, you know, all these great players, then you're definitely going to enjoy this. So thank you so much for your support, as always. I hope you guys are all staying safe, you know, and my prayers and thoughts go out to everybody out there who has family members who have been affected, or yourself have been affected by the times right now with coronavirus and everything like that. But yeah, it's, you know, it's bringing the world together in a certain way, you know, amidst the chaos and you know, rough times. And as long as you try to look at the positives, you know, I think good things can still come out of this. And one of them is online education, which I'm super happy about. Obviously, schools were forced to do online education. I've loved online education for a long, long time, but I think it's forcing people to help move their technology forward. I'm a big tech guy. I love technology. I love online anything, really. Like, I've always been into computers and audio and film and everything like that since I was a little kid. So I think it's really progressing education forward, which will help in the long run. Help education. I just love education. I love music education specifically, but all types of education are really being progressed forward in this time. And I think that's a really, really good thing. It's going to help students learn more efficiently, more effectively, and just help people experience life, you know, in a newer way, an inspiring way. So yeah, well, enjoy this episode. It's really, really great. I hope you guys have a fantastic day, and let's dive right in. Here we go.
What's up, guys? This is Trent with Jazz Piano School. Today, we're going to be talking about using pedal points to create tension. So a pedal point is when you keep the same note in the bass while changing the chords on top. And doing this for a series of measures creates a sense of both connection and tension. It can be heard all over the classical music world. One example is Bach's Prelude in C minor from the Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 1. So here's a little bit of that. Just pay attention to this bottom note here. So as you can see, it's a whole slew of broken chords being played over that C first for the whole first six measures. Then it goes down to the B flat, and that's when the first big change takes place. And it keeps doing that kind of throughout the whole rest of the piece. So that's a classical example. And there's a ton of famous uses in the jazz idiom that are written into the tune. Such as On Green Dolphin Street, Naima, Dolphin Dance, and many more. In an interview with Marion McPartland that can be found on YouTube, Bill Evans demonstrates superimposing pedal points on sections of tunes. And this builds energy so that when the bass note finally changes, the harmonies of the tune seem to burst forth like a waterfall breaking through a dam. It's a really cool sensation. Especially when you kind of discover your own ways to do it. So here's just a little bit of that concept on The Days of Wine and Roses. So first, just the regular, changes. Just gonna do that one section. So that's just playing the chords. Now, if you use a pedal point, it could sound like this. See how different that sounds and how much energy that builds and how you're just like ready to shoot out of it with a solo. It's a really cool phenomenon. And as you just heard, sometimes you have to change or add to the original harmonies to make the pedal point work. For example, the first chord, I'm just playing F. Second chord, this is just E flat. Flat 7 sharp 11, which is, you know, that's in the tune. So, haven't changed anything yet. Here, when I get to the A minor, instead of playing a regular A minor 11 over that, I don't really like the sound of that. I'm playing an F7 without the 3, so like an F sus, kind of. And then over the D, since there's an F in the root, that's like the sharp 9. So I'm putting the flat 13 in also, which is this B flat. And then the shell is also 3 and the 7, and it sounds like this. And at that point, it's not even it's not even really a D chord anymore. There's no D anywhere in there. It's like a F Phrygian thing. But it's performing the same function as what that D chord was. And once you learn how to alter chords to fit a pedal point, which takes some creativity and some working out and some messing around, then you can start to stretch it as far as your ear takes you. You know, make it last over as many chords as you want. And you'll naturally discover the points within the tune to depart from the pedal point and get back to the changes. And in most of the best tunes, it's kind of a natural process of, you'll kind of feel when you want to get back to the changes and the regular harmonic motion of the thing. So the longer you hold the pedal point, the more tension will build up naturally. So what you can do is experiment with lengthening the pedal point by one chord at a time, discovering a new drop off back to the changes at each chord. So here's what that would look like. First, if you just played the pedal for one chord, that's not really a pedal, that's just the chord, but it sounds like this. You know, that's just playing the tune. But now let's hold it two chords. And then resolve it here, this A minor. Alright, now let's do it three chords. So each time, you're lasting a little bit longer on the pedal point, and you come out in a new place every time. So now we're coming out with the D in the bass, and what you naturally want to do next is play the G minor chord over the D. So this is what happens when you create these new drop-off points, you discover new pedal points, which in turn lead to their own unique resolutions. So now that we're on this G here, the next chord is that B flat minor 7 to E flat, that 2-5. It makes the most sense just to move this bass note down by one, play the B flat over that. So, and then you can keep that note and over the A chord that leads you back to the D minor. So it's, so altogether, that one would sound like this. Start getting into your solo after that. So discovering these unique pathways through tunes is extremely gratifying, and there's really an infinite amount of paths to discover. And when you realize this, at first it can be kind of daunting, and you can kind of have a negative perception of it, and you can start thinking like, I have to master every road possible. And you get kind of in this spiraling thing of, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to do this. Well, the thing is, your ear will tend to guide you down specific roads that you and only you will play exactly a certain way. And that, to me, is the beauty of music, that you don't have to know every single path there is. You just need to discover a few of your own and explore them to your heart's content. And this is just one tool for you to do that. So I don't want you to get caught up in the specific changes that I'm playing, but rather I want you to start thinking about how you can discover these unique pathways for yourself. One other way you can do this, instead of just doing pedal notes in the bass and thinking about one note in the bass and how everything fits over it, you can do that in your improvised melodies too. And take one note and figure out kind of its path through the entire form of the song. So I'm going to do that just with A really quick and basically play this A over every chord. And once we modulate into a new key or something like that, then it's functionally not going to make sense, but I'm going to kind of massage the notes a little bit and make it make sense. So just here's that. Just kind of a rubato thing, just working it out. Flat now. So you can see you can take one note pretty much all the way through and see kind of where it leads you, go through some different keys and realize that one note has its own path through every possible chord. And it's really cool to see that. So I hope you have fun exploring these concepts of the pedal point in the left hand and also in the right hand, whatever you want to call it there. And I hope you have fun implementing these and forging your own paths through the vast musical universe. Have fun.